I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Hammer and Nail, the Indiana University Dance Theater and Student Composers Association program, takes place on Thursday and Friday, the 15th and 16th, in the Buskirk Chumley Theater. Two complete shows, by the way, a Program A and a Program B, with a chance for a dinner break in between. Our guests include Liz Shea, who's the coordinator of the IU Contemporary Dance Program. Tell us a little bit about where Hammer and Nail comes from.
Well, Hammer and Nail actually came from the Student Composers Association. The first year it was sort of an optional opportunity, and we got, you know, a fair little inkling, maybe four or five composers. After that first year where we packed the John Waldron Auditorium and broke all the fire codes, everybody wanted to do it. So from then on, we've been pairing composers with choreographers every year since. It's been fantastic.
And this year you have quite a large group.
We have a big group, 17.
Chrissy Jones is one of the choreographers for Hammer and Nail. Tell us a little bit about your background as a dancer.
Well, I've started dancing when I was 4 years old, all sorts of dancing, tap, jazz, ballet, acro, you name it. And I absolutely love the contemporary dance program here. It gives a lot of the dancers time to perform on the stage.
Mm-hmm. In addition to working as choreographer also?
Mm-hmm.
Now, tell us how you got matched up with Mark Oliviero.
Well, we actually in December had sort of like a speed dating setup with the composers. Each of the dancers got about a minute with each of the composers, and you kind of shared your ideas and they shared theirs. So Mark and I had similar ideas about what we wanted to do for this piece.
Can you tell us a little bit about what a dance idea was?
Well, I actually changed my idea from the start. I wanted to do a piece, something really primordial. And so I wanted that sound, something kind of tribal-like. And then I sort of changed my intent of the piece into something about the work environment, something really current and contemporary in the business world. Mm-hmm. So that's the intent of my piece now, but it still has that sort of primordial, tribal-like music. So I think it's a good contrast between the intents of the music and the dance.
Graduate student composer Mark Oliviero has been paired with Chrissy for the upcoming Hammer and Nail production. Mark, I asked Chrissy a little bit about what kinds of dance ideas she presented, and I'm kind of curious about what you offered back when you were talking.
My first concept was that I wanted to write for both percussion and for voice, and I'm very interested in electronics as well. So I knew exactly the sound world that I wanted, and it was only for us to find the materials to sort of bring that to the fore.
Uh-huh. Now, she says it switched, that now there's a little different idea, and I'm kind of curious about how music might bring this out.
I think that the eventual concept was that we're going to keep the primordial sort of nature of the music, but try to bring that to a different kind of a concept within a contemporary setting. So we're all, you know, animals walking around doing our thing, but we'll see that the dancers are wearing suits and moving around with office chairs and stuff like that. But I think the underpinning nature of humanity is still very primordial within that concept.
It's a jungle in there?
Absolutely.
Hammer and Nail takes place at the Buskirk Chumley Theater Thursday and Friday with programs at 6:30 and 8:30. It's a free program, but it is a benefit for the Hoosier Hills Food Bank. And if you bring a non-perishable food item or make a cash contribution, you can gain access to a special prefix menu at Farm Bloomington next door. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Oh,